lasts about 2 weeks. Into Christmas. The first Sunday into Christmas. Second Sunday into Christmas. The first Monday into Christmas. In other words, around stretch it out about 2 weeks. Of course, they had to get off all that time, you know, not work.
I see.
Had to be off.
Yeah, reason for it.
Had to celebrate the whole couple of weeks.
Different terms regarding the weather. You say a day like today is mighty
fine. Kind of hot, but mighty fine weather.
When you look up at a stormy sky and you say those big black, make me nervous. Any particular words?
Well, they had curdle clouds, travel clouds.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they talk about curdle clouds. I don't know what kind. Clabber clouds. Clabber cloud looked like clabber. You know, a lot of them could tell you electric clouds what the weather was going to be.
What were the expressions? They look up and they say, I think the weather's been fair, but I think the weather's going to
turn off bad.
Or if it's been stormy, you might say, well, I think it's time for the weather.
Right.
Wind has been calm, it's starting to blow, you say, well, the wind is
rising.
But the reverse, the wind has been blowing hot, but it's
going down.
So, and different kinds of words for rain, something that just settles the dust.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, they had different ways. They had chunk movers, that's a hard rain.
That's a new one.
A chunk mover. And a gully washer. That's a hard rain, a gully washer, chunk moving a gully washer, that's hard rain. If you look at the river foot, it's full of chunks, you know, it rises and picks up. That's a chunk mover we had last night, or a gully washer. Yeah, that's...
More gentle rain, not so much.
Because of the season, we had a good season last night.
What would be a drizzle or a shower? Is that the same?
About the same. Drizzle is just a small shower. Shower is pretty good rain.
Did they used to refer to electric storms, or were they just how did they use about a storm with a lot of thunder and lightning?
Well, they call it thunderstorm.
A day that is, say, in November, it's cold.
Cold as flugens. You ever hear that word?
No, I didn't.
Cold as flugens, whatever. I never heard to find out what flugens were, but I've heard it 1,000 times. Cold as flugens today. Whatever that meant.
Or cold and cloudy and raining. Say, my, this is a what kind of day?
I've heard it referred to as foul weather. Foul. A lousy day.
You step outside and morning, you get a shiver, you say, well, this morning is mighty.
If it was cold,
they
referred to a lot of days as overcoat weather.
Overcoat.
Yeah, they said we got overcoat weather today.
Did you say airish?
Yeah, quite airish. I've heard that term and still use it. They still use that term, airish.
Now, does that mean windy or
windy?
Cold, or
cold wind.
Cold wind.
It's airish, it means it's a cold wind.
The long period, say 2 weeks without rain, very hot.
Dry drought.
And a long, say a whole summer without enough rain.
That's a dry drought.
The wet stuff on the plants in the morning.
Dew.
And if it freezes, it's, say, if it's cold enough, it's turned the dew white.
Yeah, frost.
And if you, the white stuff, the cloudy stuff,